Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. While currently experiencing a slowdown in activity, the home building market still continues at a strong pace. And our next guest says that she believes the boom will continue, and that's why she likes the investment opportunities in multifamily housing. Karen Ozer is a chartered financial analyst and co-founder of Financial Literacy for Her, and she's also a member of the South Carolina chapter of the CFA Society, and she joins us by phone now from her office in Greer, South Carolina. Karen, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Now, first of all, give us a definition of the multifamily marketplace.
There are several investment opportunities within multifamily, but it most often refers to apartment buildings. But there are other things like storage units, alternative care units, and assisted living as well. So there are lots of different categories.
Okay, and would condos also qualify?
No, condos would be in a different category. Because it's anything you play rent towards. So condos is an ownership. So that's a different kind of investment.
Okay, so multifamily equates to rent.
Yes, anything you would rent. So if you think you can rent it, it would be under the broad category of multifamily.
Okay, and so you have a direct interest in people investing in apartment buildings.
Yes, I do. That's one of the things that my company does. Even before I started this company, this is one area I felt very strongly, which is one of the reasons that that's the area I decided to specialize in because it was a great opportunity.
As a disclaimer, go ahead and give us the name of your company that is in this business.
Yes, the name of my company is East Light Investments.
Tell us then why you believe this is such a great investment opportunity.
You know, there are several different reasons why this is a good opportunity. I was in the traditional investment business for over 25 years, investing in the fixed income market. And when I discovered multifamily real estate, I was very excited because it offered several things that traditional fixed income can't provide for you. And also, it's another alternative to single family real estate. And one of the big reasons you want this is cash flow. So whether it is monthly, quarterly, annual, depending on whatever your investment vehicle is, you get regular income. And so it's fabulous for anybody who wants to add diversity to their income portfolio. And the other thing is that it's a lower risk profile than single family investing because you are investing in several units. And so let's say if you only own 5 single family units and one person doesn't pay for 2 months, you're out that rent. However, if you own 100 units, whether it's storage units, apartment units, whatever it is, one person, 2 people don't pay their rent, it doesn't mean that your net income will go way down because you spread that risk. And the other thing is there are really great tax benefits to it because these are pass-through vehicles. And also, if you're an owner within the limited liability construct, you can get the tax benefits from that.
Okay. And so if the home building market, though, is strong, single family homes, which has been for a while, looks like it's going to continue to be for a while. Why does that make the rental business a good investment? It seems like people would be moving out of apartment buildings and buying their own homes.
Yes, that is true, but it is actually the stronger the single family housing market is, the stronger the multifamily is, because what happens and what's been going on in this market, just in the last 12 months, 32% of the houses sold nationwide were over 300K. So as the market skyrockets, so many potential home buyers are pushed out of the market. And there's also, as I'm sure you're aware, there's also been a housing shortage as well. And so that plays into the dynamics in the single family. So it pushes a lot of people out of the market, particularly the first-time home buyers.
And so how did the pandemic affect the apartment building business with so many people not able to pay their rents?
You'd be very surprised. The vacancy rates did not move down. And rent collections, even more importantly, which is a great stat, are up to 95.6, and they only dropped to 94.6 a year ago. So yes, there were a lot of people who were not able to pay their rent, but also due to the subsidies that the government gave, that was the first thing most people paid.
Well, Karen, thank you so much for your time today.
Well, you're most welcome. Thank you so much for having me, and have a great day.
Karen Azer is a chartered financial analyst and co-founder of Financial Literacy for Her and Eastlight Investments in Greer, South Carolina. She's also a member of the South Carolina chapter of the CFA Society. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. In fact, you can find us wherever you find your podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.